Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and happy St. Patty's Day, or St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, I'm glad to be here today. I moved the show down a few hours because I want you guys to enjoy this day and with your friends and your family and are going out and having a few green beers. My grandmother was from Ireland, and she said, she liked beer. She liked green beer. She liked any kind of beer. But on St. Patty's Day, which it's such a special memory of her, me getting green Kool-Aid and her getting green beer and me talking about the angels and her talking about the leprechaun. For the longest time, I always thought the leprechaun stole my grandmother's gold, right, instead of the people stealing the leprechaun's gold. Anyway, long story short is, you know, she was a wonderful lady, full of wisdom, full of vim and vigor, and just an amazing soul. So, here's the deal. I wanted to give you guys a couple angel messages, for the holiday, for St. Patrick's Day. It's not a holiday officially, but it is a good luck day, right? And I know that some of us are going through some great times, some of us are going through some challenging times, but to have as much luck as possible is always good. I'm wearing my green hat and going out tonight having fun with some friends. And so here is the first message I got this morning when I was meditating. And I love to meditate in the morning. Remember, meditating in the same place around the same time is key. So I was meditating, and the animal totem for today is the dolphin, okay, for St. Patty's Day, the dolphin. You know, I love dolphins. They're called the angels of the ocean. If you ever have the opportunity to go swim with them, they're so amazing. And, you know, and I've had the opportunity to see them because I live here in South Florida on the beach and have a lot of them here. And so I'm so grateful for that. But they are the angels of the ocean. So if you ever see them in your dream, or if you have a few in your bed, here's my animal totem, and a dolphin pops up. And your animal totem, you can use any of them, or your animal, you know, who you'd like to have as an animal guide. And remember, you know, animal guides are wonderful because if you're, you know, the dolphins, they swim well, they communicate well, they use all the senses, they're super educated, right? Highly educated animals or mammals, whatever you want to say. I just think that we're all spiritual beings having a human or a dolphin or whatever kind of experience. But if you see them, here's their message that I got for today. And if they're your animal guide or your animal totem, or if you'd like them to be, this is what it means. The dolphins, really, when you see them in a dream, or you see them, maybe a picture of them, or continually see them, and today they are the animal guide for St. Patty's Day. What that really means is that they are the link. They're coming to us because they're the link between the conscious and the subconscious. Isn't that cool? The link between the subconscious and the conscious, okay? They're also there to help us, to give us the message to expand our mental awareness, okay, and our emotional awareness, our spiritual awareness. Especially the mental plane, okay? Because sometimes we react instead of respond. And I'm a road rage fanatic. I really learned to control that. But, you know, with our friends and our family, you know, we overreact, right? Or we get upset and we don't think about what we say. We just say it. So they're here to say, hey, you know, calm down. Prepare. And maybe you don't need to calm down on the outside, but in the inside, take note of what you're saying, because what you're saying makes an impact on people. Be mentally aware of what you know, not only emotionally aware, but mentally aware of what you say, if that makes an impact on people, which goes back to life purpose, right? I don't know how you guys are, but my daughter, I have a daughter, you know, and for her, it's hard to be a prophet in your own home, right? And for a long time, I never let her hear me do any kind of anything too much with psychic ability, except helping her develop her intuition, her chakras, you know, chakras balancing her, helping her do all those things that we do as parents, you know, meditation and those kind of things. But this is a message I got for us who, you know, that are out there serving, you know, humanity in whichever way we feel possible, or spiritual work. And I'm going to go back to, I think we're all here doing spiritual work level, some of us on one-on-one. But every person you meet is your spiritual teacher, and you're theirs, according to the Course in Miracles. And I really, really believe that. So here is the deal for you spiritual being, you know, doing, because we all are doing your spiritual work, or your life purpose is global, your life purpose is one-on-one. I've said that now twice. Remember, your friends and your family, you know, is is involved in your life purpose. That's the center of your life purpose. First, there's God, and or your higher power, however you see that. I'm going to call God, the angels, whoever, or him, however you see that. And then there is your friends and your family, and then there's your career, okay? And each one feeds the other, all right? A, B, and C, okay? You can't start with a career before you start with God and your friends and family. So they are central. They're the center of your life purpose, whatever you want to say, okay? And then let's see, what else did I say? I've got the animal totem. I've got the life purpose. And what about something for abundance, an angel message for abundance? Wouldn't that be great? You can never be too rich, too slim, too healthy, or make too much money. Here's the deal with that. Give yourself, or say this as a mantra if it feels right, I give myself permission to have what I want or to have what I choose. I give myself permission to have what I choose. That's a great mantra. Okay, so which goes to who are the angels working with you today? For St. Patty's Day, that's your mantra. Then that's your life purpose card, or you know, the message for people with that to really identify with their life purpose. Make sure your family and your friends are central in your purpose. And it can be challenging because it's hard to be a prophet in your own home. I know that better than, well, not as well as all of you guys do that listen to this now or listen to it later. And then I give myself permission to have what I choose. I like the word choose better than want, because when you choose something, either one will work, depending on the feelings that you have with that particular word. let's go to the number for St. Patty's Day. This is a magical number, so if you want to play it with water, whatever, you know, games you want to play, or, you know, however you want to do it, 2. Isn't that cool? 2 is, you and your guy, you and your girl, you and your friends, you and whatever, however you see 2. It's also the duality. You can't have up without down. Not totally break the conscious and the unconscious together, right? And then also 2 is here, it's a number of strength and courage, and to let you know that your prayers are manifesting even when they seem like they're not. Divine timing is always hard. I always prefer my timing versus divine timing, right? Until like this morning, I was like, man, thank God that relationship didn't work out, because I'm gonna be totally miserable now. And anyway, just remember, the number 2 gives you strength. It gives you courage, and it's there to just say, hey, your prayers are being answered, even when it doesn't feel like it or look like it. It's all about divine timing, okay? And sometimes the pause is necessary for that information and for that particular thing or person to come to you, because it allows you to prepare yourself better for this coming in, okay? So that's a big message for you. So you've got a message for abundance, okay? Give yourself permission to have what you choose or what you want. I give myself permission to have what I want or what I choose. Make sure, you know, also in your life purpose that your family and your friends and your higher power for sure is central in your life purpose. You know, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, garbage man, whatever, teacher, healer, whatever you are, okay? Mailman, you know, my mail person, she's a spiritual being. I just love her. We were talking about that. She is. I do spiritual work every day. I give the mail and go to the plane, and I meet some amazing people along the way. Isn't that cool? So that's that. And then you've got the number 2, as I said, and your, the animal totem for today is a dolphin. How sweet is that? This angel of the ocean. And, Sandalphon is the archangel that's here today. And the message from Sandalphon is, I am bringing your prayers to be, so that they can be answered and heard. I'm putting a special express mail stamp on them. How about that? Right. So expect, if you are looking for a miracle, expect it. So that's a message as well, okay? So you guys have a wonderful St. Patty's Day. Drink plenty of beer, but have a designated driver if you do, and or stay home, close to home, and enjoy your friends and your family, or have a cup of tea or beer, or just have lots of love in your life. We will see you on Thursday night. I have a special speaker, of course, Transformation Thursday. And thank you, guys. I hope this helps you today, and you guys have a great now. And I'll talk to you soon. And like our page on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. All right, everybody. Bye-bye now.